CBB presents. What you're about to hear is a totally real, not fake couples counseling session. It contains bad words, sex stuff, and therapeutic techniques that are not legally allowed to be used inside the United States. For the purposes of maintaining confidentiality, names and some identifiable characteristics were meant to be removed. However, we did not have enough time.
Hi, my name is Jonathan Crispman.
Hi, my name is Kathy Crispman.
I think I'm here hoping to get a little insight into my relationship with my wife.
There is a little bit of a discrepancy in our ages, which I had thought for a long time didn't matter.
She's older. She's a high-powered businesswoman.
We went up in an airplane once. We had bought a package to skydive, and after I jumped out and got to the ground, I realized that Jonathan had decided he wasn't going to do it.
When I meet this married couple, I can see that they're in the middle of what I call a mommy-baby relationship. They have transitioned from a husband and wife into mommy and baby. She being the mommy and he being the baby. They are no longer a spousal couple, but a parental couple.
I worry that she's going to leave me. I'm dependent on her.
He needs her to survive.
One of the few relaxing things that I do in my life is walk around the neighborhood and look for loose change on the ground.
But while she may support him financially, as we see in this dynamic, the mommy does not want to fuck the baby.
I have tried to escape that animosity and that loop of sort of stasis and negativity by initiating a flirtation with a couple of my coworkers who have a real joie de vivre.
But the mother's sexual encounters anger the baby.
I suspect that my wife is maybe having extramarital activities with a couple of her coworkers, which has made me very jealous lately and filled me with a certain kind of rage.
Something is happening now that I don't understand. He seems full of rage.
This anger gives the baby a sense of control, a control he so desperately wants.
Lately, when I get dressed to go to work or to go on a date night with Jonathan, if I put on any clothing that's too provocative in his eyes, he does a very hard thumbs down, like a gladiator show. And he will not give me a thumbs up until I put on something that covers my entire neck and all my legs.
In order to save this couple's marriage, the baby must grow up so that the mother can fuck it.
This is Going Deep with psychotherapist and author Diana Deep.
Neither one of us wants to start.
I understand, yeah.
That's one of the problems, honestly.
It's a big problem.
I don't think either one of us wants to take the initiative. We both want the other person to be the one who is taking the lead. And we end up in this odd kind of sunken place where...
Get Out.
I haven't seen that movie, but we end up in...
I told him not to say sunken place.
But, you know...
It seems racist.
But I haven't seen the movie, so I don't know.
I tried to tell you that, Jonathan.
Well, don't laugh about it. Don't make me seem like I said that purposefully. I haven't seen the movie. I was talking about we're in a place, a depressed state.
A limbo. I like that, limbo.
We're in a place that's been sunken from the normal... kind of latitude,
or like I guess like some old houses have that room where you step down into the game room.
Yeah, and the floor has been depressed a little bit because
like a 70s home,
like a 70s home has
with a sunken living room,
a sunken living room.
See now, honey, she used the word sunken,
but she did not say sunken place, Jonathan.
I'm just talking. About a place that where the floor is sunken in, and it's a place. It's a
like a 70s living room. Mm-hmm. We'll start there.
Where you play games.
Immediately upon talking with this couple, I am aware that they're stuck in a dynamic they cannot break out of. He makes mistakes like a child. She corrects them like a mother. They've been living in this pattern for so long, neither one of them can imagine a reality beyond it. Kathy is the breadwinner, and therefore the mother of the family. Jonathan lives off of her, like a baby.
I'm the CEO of a company that makes tools for stuffed animals to hold.
And what is the name of the company?
Tools for Softy.
Tools for Softy. I see.
So we make little wrenches, little hammers and stuff to put in the hands of teddy bears, squirrels, all sorts of—
I didn't know that stuffed animals held tools.
Well, it's a new development, and the gunned animals are made with a Velcro on their hands, and then we make the tools that they Velcro to the hands.
Hmm.
Anyway,
what is the address of the—
1701 MacArthur Street.
Don't share that.
Thank you.
I was under the impression that Kathy named the company after me, and it was a dig at me.
Why is that?
Tools for Softy. Because I'm some soft man, a beta in her eyes.
Are you soft?
Yeah, I'm sensitive.
I don't—
Are you physically soft?
Sometimes. Most of the time. Most guys are physically soft most of the time.
Some men are very hard.
All the time?
Some men are.
I doubt it. That's bad for their health.
As I listen to this beta male try to justify his softness, I realize he's holding back something deeper. Why is it he can't keep his penis hard most of the day like a normal husband can? Sometimes, when the dynamic has gotten this ugly, it's helpful for the couple to remember an earlier, easier time in their relationship.
And how did you meet?
Well,
go ahead, Kathy.
No, you go ahead.
What?
I want you to tell me.
All right. I just graduated college, and I was selling some of my textbooks back at the university bookstore. Kathy was on her way to a bar nearby to celebrate her 40th birthday with some of her friends. And she saw me walking into the bookstore with a big stack of books, and she offered to help, and I said, "Oh no, thank you. I'm selling my books back. I need them to make rent because I just moved out into my own place." And you know, we got to chatting. She offered me about 300% more than what I was going to get at the bookstore for these books. And I was like, "Are you a student? You know, you seem a little older than me." And she said, "I'm not a student. I just love to help." And then next thing you know, she was paying my rent and most of my bills.
Is that what you liked about her? That she had this money, this power, this security, and you were this weak, soft, small young man who she would support and buy things for?
Well, I didn't dislike it. I had bills. So,
he liked me to dom him.
What was that?
Oh.
He liked me to dom him.
Oh.
And what did it look like when you would dom him?
Classic. High heels on the balls and slaps in the face.
I have big balls that it's easy to step on them. You could step on them accidentally, to be honest. So
that was his favorite game, isn't it? Uh-oh, you accidentally stepped on my balls.
Your balls, they are on the ground very often?
He'd lay on the ground and wait for me to come home.
Mm.
And then I knew he wanted me to step on his balls, and he'd say, "Oh, no, you accidentally stepped on my balls."
So it was always a surprise for you. You always pretended it was a surprise.
Yeah.
Why did it have to be a surprise?
Well, that was the fantasy, you know, is that I would be asleep on the floor with my balls out, and someone would walk in and step on him accidentally. Or I'd be lying down reading a book, and someone would walk in, and I'd be so engrossed in the book that I wouldn't say, "Don't step on my balls," and then they'd step on him.
Mm.
And it feels good.
Yeah.
Yeah, you wouldn't know.
I wouldn't?
No.
Is that
he gets combative around this?
Yeah, because people judge me for it.
I'm not judging. I'm here to talk to you, but I do think it's a little fucked up.
What? You wouldn't know. You don't get it. You don't. Why are we here to get judged for?
I don't think we're getting judged, Jonathan.
I'm not judging.
It feels judged.
I'm not judging. I just judgmental. Think it's absolutely screwed up of you to do that.
What? That's judgment.
She's not wrong, judging. It's a universal truth, what she's saying.
That's judgmental.
No, that's not judgment. Look up judgment.
I never judge a soul. I'm just saying that this fetish of yours is unacceptable and weird.
See, that's judgment.
No, that's not judgment. It's not the definition of judgment.
I tried to read your book, too, and I was probably about 10 pages in on the floor, and Kathy stepped on my balls.
Yeah.
Earlier.
Are you wearing shorts?
Always very loose umbros.
Okay. Kathy, what were you going to say?
I'm sorry.
Oh, go ahead.
Well, this is something that won't be judgmental or kind of controversial at all, but I have a bunch of umbros from when I played soccer in high school, and I kept them, so they're looser than they were when I bought them. And they're good shorts. It's funny that a lot of brands have kind of come back into style. Hmm. Reebok.
Champion.
Yeah.
But Umbro hasn't really come back into style, you know, for how big it got.
Yeah.
Deodoro was never as big.
Billabong.
LS. Quicksilver, I guess, has come back a little bit. Stussy.
Yeah.
Umbro's never really had the resurgence that you would think a lot of hyped 90s brands would be benefiting from right now. So I don't know.
Did you read my chapter on Delia's?
I did. There's no way that Jonathan did. What I was going to say is earlier when you said you've read my books, I wanted to say, well, I have.
Thank you.
Oh, that's a dig at me. I got 10 pages into one of them and I got my balls stepped on.
But didn't you want your balls stepped on?
Yes.
It becomes clear that though Jonathan is supported by Kathy financially, sexually, he enjoys being hurt by her, a pain he no doubt feels he deserves. Naturally, Kathy does not find this weak, soft man who lives off of her attractive anymore. And so she seeks out sex with two interns in her office.
So the other is the interns.
Chad and Jennifer.
Jonathan, I want you to think about Chad and Jennifer. I want you to thank them right now. I want you to write them a thank you note aloud.
What am I supposed to thank them for?
Thank them for being in a part of your relationship. Thank them for the way that they make Kathy happy. Because they do make you happy, right, Kathy?
Deeply.
What makes you happy about them?
We laugh. They make me feel sexual. We take fun pictures of each other.
What kind of pictures?
Shirts off.
Jesus Christ.
Who's shirt?
That's as far as it's gone, Jonathan.
In the office?
Just outside of the office in the alley.
In the alley, you take your shirts off and you take photos of each other?
We laugh and laugh.
By the dumpsters and stuff?
By the dumpsters and stuff, yeah.
Jesus Christ. What?
And what's so funny about it, Kathy?
Well, it's just, part of it's just the thing of it, of like we're in the alley with our shirts off. But Chad has a birthmark between his two nipples that's shaped like a cat face. And a lot of times we're laughing at that.
You're laughing at the cat-shaped birthmark. Mm-hmm. And are cars driving by? Cars are coming and going?
It's intermittently, every now and then. We scramble to get our shirts back on. That's part of the fun.
You're the CEO of a company. You're jeopardizing your career.
I don't know how I'm jeopardizing my career, Jonathan.
They could post these pictures of you.
Do they post them?
No. They go straight into Snapchat and we let them disappear.
So they're up there temporarily.
They're up there just for, you know, however long Snapchat goes.
So they're posting on their private stories in Snapchat? People who are seeing these things?
Yes.
Anyone could screenshot this?
Well, Jennifer doesn't have many followers on Snapchat. We put them on Jennifer's.
And it's just part of you hope to get caught.
I guess.
And what would happen if you got caught?
I guess you would feel like you had to claim me back.
The interns give Kathy an escape. A wild, freeing feeling you can only get from public nudity. but the presence of these two young employees makes Jonathan feel unhappy.
Do you get angry?
Yeah.
What does it look like when you're angry?
My arms usually go up above my head, and they're kind of going back and forth.
Like a wacky, waving, inflatable, arm-flailing tube man.
Yeah, so imagine one of those inflatable tube men, their arms above their heads, waving back and forth, and I'm raising my voice.
And what does it sound like when you raise your voice?
You gotta be kidding me. What the fuck? What?
Fucking whore.
Yes.
You call her a whore.
Well, I exclaim it. I'm not trying to call Kathy. I love Kathy.
He tries to say that he's calling, you know, this moment we're in a fucking whore, but I know it's pointed at me.
No, I mean, like, the universe, like, you know,
The universe is a fucking whore.
Yeah, yeah.
And why is the universe? What about the universe makes her so slutty?
Well, I feel... No, she's not slutty. Oh, the universe. Yeah,
you're the universe the being a slut.
Female pronoun. Yes.
Do you think the universe is male?
No, I agree.
He does, I think.
No, Kathy, I don't.
Jonathan.
I guess we're here now to just expose all the bad things about me.
Well, he's always talking about father time. He's always talking about, you know, time rests for no man.
Mm. Well, there's Mother Nature. You know, so you got that.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're back in the sunken situation again.
Mm. Sunken living room.
Yeah.
Yeah, now we're back in the 70s living room.
As I listen to Jonathan, I am reminded of an old Sicilian saying my father used to tell me. Every woman is a whore, except for your mother and maybe your sister. Though Kathy is undoubtedly being whorish, Jonathan has no way of controlling her actions. His anger gives him a false sense of control over the situation. But it's time for him to grow up and face the situation head on. So I decide to try an exercise.
Do you feel like you're a bit of a punching bag and that people... who you know, who come into your life, walk all over you, walk all over your balls?
Well, metaphorically, yeah. That's why I like to kind of take the power back and derive pleasure from that in my personal sexual life, which I didn't think we were going to get into, Kathy.
Well, we're sitting here with Diana Deep. Let's get it all out there.
All right. Well, so yeah, yes. I don't enjoy, metaphorically being stepped on in social, professional, personal settings. So sexually,
But Jonathan, you are walked all over in your everyday life. And yet you still sexually seek to be walked all over.
Uh-huh.
Most people, they like the opposite. So if you're walked all over in your everyday life, then sexually you would be the one who walks.
So you want me to walk on Kathy?
Yes. In fact, I think we should do a bit of an exercise.
I think that'd be wonderful.
Kathy, I'm going to have you roll up your pants.
All right.
Roll them all the way up. Yep, keep going.
They're skinny jeans, so it's hard to get them.
Well, I'm going to need you to try.
How far up?
All the way up.
To the panty line?
Should look like an underwear.
Okay.
She's wearing panties. She could just take the pants off.
No.
Do you mind if I cut them with scissors?
Kathy, I bought those jeans for her.
This is important, Jonathan.
If you want to cut them, you can cut them.
I got them at Madewell. They're nice jeans.
Okay. Now, Kathy, now that you've cut your jeans.
Yeah, I've got them cut to the panty line.
I want you to lay down.
Okay.
Jonathan, I want you to take my shoes. I'm going to take them off here.
Those are gorgeous, by the way.
Thank you. Designer.
Okay.
These on.
Put them on?
Put them on top of your shoes.
Dang, you got big feet.
Thank you.
Well, slide
them over your shoes.
I mean, we're lucky that... Wow. We're lucky I'm wearing topsiders, and I have normal-sized feet, and you have big feet.
Jonathan, she's 6'8".
They fit just right, don't they, Jonathan?
Yeah, they do. Okay, all right.
Okay. And now I'd like you to walk on her.
My wife? You want me to walk on my wife?
At this point, I can see that I've angered the baby inside of him. And that lets me know I'm onto something.
I'd like you to walk on her, Jonathan.
What part of her?
Just like you've been walked all over your entire life, Jonathan. I want you to walk on her. I want you to walk on her for all the people who have ever walked on you. For every teacher. For every family member. For every friend. For every lover. Who's ever walked on you, Jonathan, I want you to walk on her.
A lot of people have walked all over Jonathan.
Oh, yeah? Who's walked on you, Jonathan?
Well, all the people that you mentioned.
My but teachers, who specifically?
Family members. And
that's general. Who specifically, Jonathan?
Who, Jonathan?
Fellow students, classmates.
Names, Jonathan.
Gus, one of my first
What's
friends.
What's his last name, Jonathan?
Walsh.
Gus Walsh. Say it.
Gus Walsh.
Now I want you to walk on her.
This is for Gus Walsh.
Oh. Oh. Who else, Jonathan?
Charles.
Charles who?
Gustafson.
A lot of Gus's in your life.
Well, yeah. I mean, I grew up in the Midwest in like a very like kind of Slovak.
Centric. Walk on her, Jonathan.
All right. This is for...
And who was he?
He was my junior high teacher. He punished me for things that other classmates did when I wasn't the one that did them.
Walk on her, Jonathan. How does that feel for you, Kathy?
You know, it hurts, but I understand it.
I'm drawing blood.
It's good. It's good.
Okay.
Who else?
My Aunt Becky.
Aunt Becky, I want you to yell it.
Aunt Becky. This is for Aunt Becky.
Ow.
As he walks all over his wife in the name of Aunt Becky, I can see Kathy is now bleeding all over my hand-knotted Moroccan rug. And so I decide we need to stop the exercise. In the name of interior design.
How did it feel to be walked on?
Physically, it felt terrible, but I'm glad that Jonathan was getting some feeling out. It's so hard to get actual, true feeling out of him, aside from rage, so I'm glad something was happening.
Hmm. It was sort of a rage, wasn't it?
I guess it was.
I didn't want to hurt Kathy.
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather step on some other people.
But don't you realize every time you get angry, it might be at someone else, but it falls down on that fucking whore, right? It falls down on Kathy.
Yeah.
She takes it. She is the one. She is the one who feels that, right?
Oh, Jonathan. Oh,
do
Jonathan.
Do you see him cry often? Yes.
And just like that, the baby admits that he's the baby.
I don't mean to call her a fucking whore.
Oh, Jonathan.
And I don't want rage to be the only thing that I can express. It's just I feel so small.
Mm.
And the only way out of it and to feel bigger is to let the rage take over.
Mm-hmm.
and to lash out. And Kathy is the one that's there. And let's be honest, we have a complicated relationship, you know? Mm-hmm. There are times when I feel like she stole my youth.
Mm.
I never knew that.
What?
I never knew you felt that way.
What?
Go on.
It's been nothing but lovely. I have to say that first, but and you paid so many of my bills.
Go on.
But sometimes there are times when I feel like I've kind of grown or not grown the way that I have in life because my bills were being paid by Kathy, and it created a very kind of sheltered life for me.
How does that make you feel, Kathy?
you know, terrible. I just was trying to do my best for someone I cared about. It makes me feel like maybe I should stop paying for everything.
I didn't say that.
Maybe you should stop paying.
Maybe it's the only way.
No, I didn't say that.
Seems like we should cut him off, doesn't it?
I'm unemployed right now. She's the CEO of a company.
I'd love to call the bank while we're in this session.
I think you should get his name
off of all the accounts. I'm sorry, Jonathan.
No.
I think you should, Kathy.
I'm sorry.
Hold on a second. This is backfiring. All right. I was just trying to share emotionally what it felt like.
As you should. Mm-hmm. As you should, Jonathan, and as you did.
But you know what Diana always says in her books, if someone shares something emotionally, the other person should take immediate, the other person should take immediate action.
No.
Yes.
Okay.
Should take immediate action.
The other person should take immediate action.
I have to put my foot down for real. I think that's a bad idea. I don't know if this is part of your practice or this session. This is some kind of a
test. Jonathan, I'm putting my shoes back.
I'm putting my foot down. I'm going to step on you if you're not careful.
Jonathan.
You are not cutting me off.
Stop.
I have given my life to this woman.
This is the rage. This is the rage.
I have given my life.
Get ready.
You are not going to. You fucking whore. Fucking whore.
There go the arms. There go the arms.
Fucking whore.
Wave back and forth.
I know that's to me.
The fucking whore.
Oh. The baby is scared.
I do not deserve this. Let's be rational for a second.
All right.
I take care of the home. I cook a limited menu, but I still cook.
What do you cook, Jonathan?
Yes, please. I would love to hear more about this.
Pasta.
What kind of pasta, Jonathan?
Vegetables. Any kind of pasta.
Can you cook a gnocchi? Kind of
pasta. Yes, I can cook a gnocchi.
But you don't. He don't.
I don't. I cook a spaghetti mostly. And then an angel hair sometimes.
But never with a red sauce.
They're very similar, Jonathan.
Why red sauce? We all have gastrointestinal issues.
He wants olive oil only and maybe lemon. There's nothing else ever
on it. No salt, no pepper.
No salt, no pepper, no garlic, no herb, no leaves, nothing.
You're the CEO of a company. I can't have you burping in people's faces.
Jonathan, she's not a five-year-old. She doesn't need to eat pasta made with olive oil and lemon. She's not five.
I'm not five.
She's not an Italian five-year-old.
Yeah, I'm not an Italian baby.
She deserves a gnocchi with a lamb ragu. She deserves a linguine a la fresco.
It's part of what, can I be honest?
Hmm.
It's part of what I enjoyed about Chad and Jennifer.
The interns.
Yes. They'd say, you know, after work, you know, Kathy, let's go get some tapas.
Mm.
Let's head down to that bar and try their burger. It's rated in the magazine.
Uncle Julio's?
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, I didn't know that she wanted other things because we don't talk because we end up in this sunken or, you know, depressed situation.
In the living room.
The 70s living room.
And neither one of us are communicating efficiently. I didn't know these things. I was just cooking what I cook for Kathy so that I thought it would give her the energy that she needed and she wouldn't be burping in her employees' faces.
Kathy, did you ever think to ask Jonathan, will you make me a lasagna? Jonathan, will you make me a capelli di angola con pesto cremoso?
You know, I guess only in my mind, I did. I guess it was never out loud.
I want you to say, I want you to ask him right now. I want you to ask him for the pasta that you actually want to eat.
Jonathan, would you make me a linguine con angolo con crema cipolla?
Yes. Of course.
Jonathan.
I don't know what she said, but yeah, I'll make that.
I want you to hold her.
Okay.
Okay? When you ask Kathy, I want you to lean into him. And Jonathan, I want you to hold her. Okay?
Okay.
I want you to ask him for another type of pasta.
Jonathan, will you please make me a gnocchi con pollo e rigatoni sans pianto?
Yes, of course. I mean, I picked up some of that.
Hold her, Jonathan.
I'm holding her. And so there's chicken in that and I think two types of pasta. Mm-hmm. I can make that.
Yeah?
Yeah, I can make it. I want to make it.
Okay, Jonathan, I want you to ask Kathy to make you a pasta, okay? So this time I want you to lean into Kathy. And Kathy?
Yes.
I don't want you to walk on him.
Ever again?
I want you to hold him, okay?
You mean now or ever again?
I mean forever. But right now, I mean right now.
Okay.
And forever, I mean right now.
Okay.
I want a bucatini, con mushrooms.
Con funghi.
Funghi.
Con funghi. I want a bucatini con funghi, con legumes.
Beans.
Bene.
Con bene, con beans.
You want the pasta to have beans?
And mushrooms.
Yeah, bucatini with mushroom and beans, con white sauce.
Con
blanco.
Con
bianco.
Bianco?
Bianco. Bianco. Bianco.
Bianco.
Bucatini con funghi, con legume, con beans. Con
bene.
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 Bucatini con funghi, con bene, con bianco.
Con bianco.
Bianco.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to nail the pronunciation, but yeah, that's what I want.
Are you holding? Can you hold him a little tighter? And a little tighter. And let him go. How did that feel?
It felt good.
To ask each other to make you the pasta that you want to eat. How did that feel?
It felt wonderful.
I felt great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. Because when you ask the other person to make you the pasta that you want, with the bene, with the bianco rosso, with the funghi, that is when the person can say, okay, I will make that for you, right? I cannot make you the pasta with the bolognese unless you ask me to make you the pasta with the bolognese. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, yes. So much of our time together has been spent like hoping that the other person guesses.
Right.
Because there is something magical when someone guesses what you want. You feel
yes.
so special, but
yes.
but you can't.
We are not magicians, okay? We cannot see what the other person is guessing or thinking or praying for, right?
Just a side note correction. I actually am a magician, but I know what you mean.
She's very good.
Pasta con any type of sauce is the way to a woman's heart. Whether the woman is your wife or your mother, pasta is always the answer.
I'm going to tell you a little story. When I was 25, long, long time ago, I was
What's your age now, Diana?
I don't reveal my age. I think it takes away my power because a woman's age is important to her. And the older she is, the less respect she gets.
My guess would be 72.
When I was 25, I dated a man, a window washer.
Oh, yeah. This is in the first 10 pages of the book.
And he would come and he would wash the windows of my house every day.
Every day?
Every
Why?
Day. It's what my parents would pay for every day.
It was his love language, too. It was what he knew how to do.
And he would wash the windows, and I would, I would make my bed, I would get dressed, and I would look out, and I would see him washing the windows. And I remember thinking, how I wish he would open the window and climb through, and we would make love, right? But he never climbed through. He never did, because I never asked, right? I never said, hey, will you climb through the window? Until one day, I saw him with another woman, my neighbor. He was also washing her windows. I had no idea, every day. And it set me into this fit of rage. And I climbed up a tree. And I was up there for, I think, about a month.
In the tree.
In the tree.
This right about the time where my balls got stepped on, so I don't know what happens after this.
Was she 25 as well?
She was 24.
What year was it?
19.
Nice.
Oh, I, I almost walked right into that. No.
Ah, damn. I'm sorry. If I hadn't said nice, she probably would have said it. Kathy's good about that kind of stuff. She gets around little tricks like that. It's
I'm telling a story, Jonathan.
Sorry. I was just trying to build up Kathy.
That's all you do, isn't it? Build her up?
Come on now. It's not bad.
But what does she do to build you up, Jonathan?
A lot.
What do you do?
I tell him he looks handsome. I tell him if he does a great joke, I tell him, wow, you really tickled me with that one.
And hopefully she'll keep paying my bills.
Jonathan.
I'm going to finish my story.
Sorry. Yes. Did you see them making love from the tree?
I watched every day as they made love.
Oh, that's hot.
Until one day, he said, hey, I actually think I would want to fuck you too.
He's looked up into the tree and said that to you in the tree?
He was at my eye level because he was on the ladders washing the windows of my home. And I said, okay. I would never have known the importance of that relationship had I not seen them fucking each other, right? I would never have known that he meant that to me had I not seen him sleep with my 24-year-old neighbor. No relationship can exist without the other person, right? So who is the other in this scenario? It's the interns, isn't it?
Yes.
The interns are as much a part of this relationship as both of you are. And without the interns, there is nothing. There is no Jonathan. There is no Kathy. There's no Jathy.
Without them,
no, there's
nothing.
No Kathathan.
Conathan.
Conathan. So, Kathathan.
Real quick, so you were still living it with your parents at home at the age of 25?
What is your point, Jonathan?
Were you in the midst of a breakdown?
I had an episode when I was at university.
University. She might be European.
Yeah.
Or Canadian.
I think she's one of the two.
And they had to send me back on the boat.
Uh-huh.
To be with my family because of the depression at the time and how poor we were.
You killed someone.
I see what you tried to do there. Tried to get me to walk in.
Oh, sorry.
I'm not about to reveal. Not again.
I understand.
Just like you cannot eat pasta without sauce, you cannot have a relationship without someone being unfaithful. The interns are an integral part of their marriage. And Jonathan must accept this.
So that's why you're doing this.
Well, I have fantasies that you would come down and tell them both you're going to kick their ass.
I want to.
Well, I wish you would, Jonathan. I just don't think it would ever happen.
Well, that's a challenge.
Is it?
Yeah, it is. You heard it from her own mouth. She wants me to go kick these college kids' asses.
Do you think you could?
I could beat up both of these interns for sure. Definitely Jennifer.
How old is Jennifer?
She's 19.
So you could beat up a 19-year-old woman?
Well, no, I'm not. I'm just, you asked me who I could beat up between Chad and Jennifer. I've seen them. I could beat up Jennifer.
She's very fit.
She's fit.
And very thick. She has a lot of, she's built like a tree.
Okay, maybe I was thinking of Chad. I could beat up Chad then.
So Chad is small.
Chad is slight.
They wear the same things. I'm so sorry that I confused Chad and Jennifer. I don't know why I did that. I could beat up Chad.
Why do you think you did do that?
Well, they wear the same uniform. Mm-hmm. They wear black slacks, blue button-downs, and ties.
You don't think it goes deeper?
Well, they also wear hats, so it's really hard to... Mm. And they have short hair, I'm assuming, because I don't see any hair poking out.
What about your family, Jonathan?
They died in a fire.
And that's all?
Yeah.
How did the fire start, Jonathan?
A lightning.
Were you home?
Uh-uh. I was at university. Mm. I was on my semester abroad about a year and a half before I met Kathy.
Where did you go?
On my semester abroad? Ireland.
Is that where you learned to make the pasta?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Which to them was exotic, you know. Because their food's so bland, kind of boring. So, you know, a guy from the U.S. making pasta, they lost their minds. That was probably the last time in my life I felt really confident.
Oh, great.
was making pasta for Irish people.
Uh-huh. Yeah. They loved it.
Well, why don't you go back there? Can we call the bank?
What the fuck? I'm not saying I want to go back there,
Kathy.
I'm
trying to take immediate action. You said that's when you were happy. I'm trying to take immediate action.
You have Chad and Jennifer's home addresses? I'll go kick their asses right now.
Yeah.
Probably not Jennifer, but I'll kick Chad's ass.
Chad's is 876 Leon Road. He lives in those apartments there.
So that's 876 Leon Road.
876 Leon Road.
Those apartments?
Mm-hmm.
The one floor ones that look like an old converted motel?
Yeah.
You know which room he's in?
A.
A?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to drag him out into that parking lot and kick his ass.
Well, I hope you will.
I will. I'm going to kick his ass. And then how will you feel? Will you feel good that Chad's ass has been kicked?
I just will feel I'll feel good that you cared.
I do care. I don't think I need to kick Chad's ass. But if that's what it comes
here
to.
Here we go. He won't do it.
I know. I will.
No, he won't do it. That's the first sign.
I want to kick Chad's ass. I don't think it needs to be done.
Right.
But
he won't do it.
Chad's ass is as good as kicked.
No, it won't happen.
It might as well. His ass is kicked right now. Honestly, I'm so confident. Why do I even need to kick his ass?
Right. It won't happen.
Because I could kick his ass.
No, he won't do it.
I could kick his ass. His ass is already kicked. I'll text him. I'll be like, I mean, maybe it's better to spare him. Maybe it's better to not kick his ass. And just let him know. I decided not to kick your ass.
This is what I want you both to do. Tonight, I want you to go home. To your home. I want you to call up or Snapchat or text Jennifer and Chad. I want you to invite them over and I want you to cook them something, Jonathan. I want you to cook them a pasta dish of your choosing.
Con what?
I want you to cook them a rigatoni con bianco rosso with con pesce con oregano con basso con parmigiano reggiano.
All right, so let me just get this straight. You want me to cook them rigatoni with a pink sauce, fish, oregano, and basil?
And parmigiano reggiano.
And cheese.
Yes.
Look, I'm not the most adventurous cook, but that might suck.
Have you read my book?
What's the first 10 pages?
Well,
that's a no.
There's a recipe section, and this is one of my hits.
Are you trying to get me to get in an orgy with Chad, Jennifer, and my wife?
Jonathan.
What?
I want you to cook this for them, and then I want you all to hold each other.
See, this sounds like she wants us to have an orgy with your interns.
I want you to hold each other, and then I want you to take all... every single one of your high heels, Kathy. I want you to put them on, and I want you to spend the rest of the night walking all over each other. Do you understand what I mean?
I think, can I get a little clarity?
I want you to put the high heels on.
Every single pair.
Every single pair on every single.
So a little bit of time on each pair, because I have about 100.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay, you're going to have to rotate.
Okay.
Can you explain it a little more?
You can put some of the high heels on your hands.
Oh, okay. That will help.
If that helps.
Yes.
Can you explain it a little more?
And then I want you to take turns laying down, and each person will have the other three walking all over them.
Okay. Can you go into a little bit more detail?
I want there to be blood. I want there to be anger, sadness, happiness. This is your time to recognize what you each do for each other. Because you are a foursome. Whether you want to be or not, Jonathan, you are four. You cannot have Kathy without the interns.
Am I allowed to walk on Jonathan's balls?
No.
What?
Jonathan's balls will be the only thing that are not walked on.
Ah, come on.
Jonathan, it's time you learned that you cannot have everything that you want.
I barely get anything. I think this session has proved that. The only thing I do get from time to time is my balls walked on.
Can we call the bank?
What? No, Kathy, please.
And then, Kathy, one more thing.
Yes.
I want you to hire Jonathan at your company. I think he needs to have a job. I think he needs to be working. So it doesn't matter what capacity that is.
I'm a graphic designer.
doesn't, I think we'll start you lower.
I could
maybe
do graphic.
In the mail room or something.
Well, okay, but I could do graphic design.
You can work your way up because you need to understand the importance of work, Jonathan. You do not know how to work.
I like that.
And Kathy, when you make the tools for yes. toys.
Stuffed animals.
Stuffed animals.
Specifically guns.
Guns for stuffed animals.
Gun, the brand Gund. But we also do make guns.
Guns for toys.
Guns for stuffed animals.
Guns for stuffed animals.
Guns for guns.
When you make those, mm-hmm. I want you to remind yourself that sometimes you need to be walked on.
All right.
Sometimes you need to be low down. You cannot be high all the time. You cannot be CEO Kathy all the time.
All right.
Right?
Yes.
You need to ask for help. You need to ask for the pasta that you want.
All right.
But not tonight. Tonight you are making rigatoni con bianco rosso con basil con
pesce
oregano con pesce con parmigiano reggiano.
All right.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
If this turns into an orgy, I'm asking for the money back.
I need a thank you from you, Jonathan.
Thank you.
No, I need a real, genuine thank you for the session that you had with me today.
Thanks.
No. Jonathan?
Jonathan.
Thank you.
Look Jonathan. Me in the eyes. Look me in the eyes and give me a real thank you because my time is worth a lot, okay? I am an esteemed author and sex therapist, and I deserve 110% of your gratitude. So you better give it to me right now, Jonathan.
Thank you.
That had a question mark on it, Jonathan.
Kathy, I'm doing my best. Thank you.
One more time.
Thank you.
Louder.
Thank you.
Jonathan.
Oh.
Kathy,
you know what? Lay down right now.
What?
Lay down.
You heard her.
I'm taking my balls out.
Thanks to my help, this couple can now release themselves of the mother-child relationship they once had by including and accepting the interns into their love life. Jonathan and Kathy are able to see each other as desirable again. Finally, the mother can fuck the baby.
Diana Deep is the author of Sex and Pasta, Unlocking the Sauce, and her new book, Oh No, I Married My Dad. Both are available on her Facebook page. Dr. Deep would like to thank Tim Baltz, Edie Patterson, producer and editor Kimmy Gregory, mixer Marina Pais, and Lily Sullivan, who is her greatest inspiration.